In the 21st century, the world searches for answers to the questions that really affect our lives.
Does anyone know an anagram for gonad dream?
To debate the topics that really matter.
Star Trek is in a good place right now.
Yeah, I can't agree with you on that one.
And be brave enough to state the truth.
Movies just don't end that way.
Three men dare to face what others fear. James.
Oh yeah, I didn't need that image.
Jesse.
I was thinking God or dog.
Joash.
I want Stan Lee to be the one to wield the Infinity Gauntlet and destroy Thanos.
If you hunger for knowledge, if you thirst for wisdom, if you're looking for a podcast that will make all your wildest dreams come true, you've come to the wrong place. You're listening to The Antimatter Hour.
Here we go. Ha, gotcha. I didn't start it yet.
Oh.
I'm just confusing everybody.
Before we do that, I wasn't recording any of that, so...
That's okay.
Josh,
no,
when
that's
you...
okay, because I think that was way too much talking before the movie started, to be honest.
Josh, when you start recording, let me know so that I can begin this podcast by swearing a lot at you.
I am recording right now, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, hey, guys. We're back. We're with our friend Aaron. We're going to watch the movie Clue. We're watching it on Amazon Prime, so if you guys want to watch along with us, Jamie's going to count down, and when he says play, then go ahead and hit the play button. And here we go.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play!
Yay.
Ooh, Paramount movie. You know it's going to be good.
Yes.
I wonder what font this is.
Is this the font that's on the original Clue box?
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks kind of custom.
Oh, that might be... Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Hmm.
Oh, Tim Curry. I miss your good acting.
I miss all of his acting, good or bad.
Even his bad acting is good.
Might his IT character make a cameo?
Oh, gosh. Just out of nowhere, we all float down here.
It's got a little bit of a spooky sort of a vibe going.
Mm-hmm. It's windy.
It's got that quality of light that says we want this to look like it's nighttime, but we filmed it during the day.
That famous blue filter.
Yeah.
Jesse, was it you that said that the movie is supposed to take place in 1954?
Yes, yeah, somewhere in the like this credit scroll at some point it says the year. It'll say the year.
Like, does anyone else feel like this shot, the shot that was just there of the house, that first shot, was like against a matte painting or something like that?
Yes.
Like it wasn't.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Yep.
It looked like a painting.
It did. It almost looked like the car drove through the paint.
It might be in like a sound stage and the painting's like a backdrop.
This doesn't take place in an actual mansion? They lied to us?
Jamie, these events are not real.
But... Oh.
But those... Yeah, in fact, those dogs aren't real. That's CGI.
Yeah, that's wonderful 80s CGI, everybody. I wonder if Tim Curry and those dogs were even in the same soundstage together.
See, with the way they framed it, they wouldn't have to be.
Jonathan Lynn movie.
Quick, name another Jonathan Lynn movie.
So he smiles at the dogs like he just got one over on them.
Well, right off the bat, we see his character developing. It's clear that he relishes every form of power he has over others.
He's very dapper.
I really want one of those scrapers for my door.
Do you often step in it before you get home?
I always do.
Always? Okay.
So wait a minute. You said there was a California license plate earlier?
Yes, this must take place in California.
No, it says New England.
This is a interesting...
It takes place in California.
Okay. New England. That must be the New English section of California.
The maid makes quite an entrance.
Yes, I wonder what her primary function is in this movie.
Well, she's there for cleaning, it's obvious.
Well,
watch her clean.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the outfit one needs to wear for cleaning.
It's so weird seeing all these people walk around and not wearing face masks.
Yeah, they're not obeying social distancing either.
Way to put a time stamp in.
Yeah.
Colonel Mustard, I presume.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
Although, why isn't he wearing a yellow suit? Too cliche, I suppose.
Brown mustard, it's brown mustard.
Oh,
that's right.
Good one.
An interesting doorbell.
It's literally a doorbell.
Oh, Madeline Kahn.
Now, who thinks this movie would have been a little bit better if Madeline Kahn was using the same accent she used in Blazing Saddles?
I'm tired again and again.
Wait, I thought
I didn't notice. I didn't notice before, but why is everyone checking their shoes at the door?
Because he stepped in dog poo, so whenever they walk over to him, they always think, someone did, is it me?
Oh, okay.
That's a sensible dress.
This must be Miss Scarlet.
You know, when her collar's up like that, that means she's about ready to attack.
Yeah.
Is she going to spit at people?
She looks like the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
If you put your foot up like that, does that mean, are you hailing a cab or something?
I think that's it. That's intended to show that she's sexy?
It's showing off her legs, which is the sexiest part of the woman.
Yes.
Or at least it was in 1954.
You can tell she's a harlot because her ankles are showing.
They're simply being historically accurate.
Mm-hmm. They're both going to the same place.
Well, that's fortuitous.
Professor Plum.
Shouldn't leave your lights on. Your battery will go dead.
Peacock.
Here's your glass. I recently blew on it to clean it.
Hmm. You can tell he's playing a professor because he has a pipe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. This movie was made at the same time.
Makes you look more sophisticated.
Approximately the same time as Back to the Future. But Christopher Lloyd looks so much younger here. They really age him up in Back to the Future.
So I guess the white hair was dyed?
I guess.
From Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Well, he received that youth treatment when he went to 2015 in the movies, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, had his blood replaced and
right.
You know, other things.
Yeah, a little grabby there.
A little grabby there, too.
Again, historically accurate.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it told me, is this is a very period movie. Good to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this did come out in 1985. Oh.
The way he pauses and his inflections are just so classic.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I was just going to say Tim Curry has a very, just a distinctive acting style, or distinctive sort of, I don't know what you call it, motif or something.
It makes it seem like you can never really fully trust what he's saying.
I wonder what it is he's pouring. Is it just straight Campari?
It's probably water with a little bit of a red food coloring. Or a Hawaiian punch, one of the two.
I meant in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Kool-Aid? No, I don't know. Could be like a sherry or something?
That's true. It'd be a nice, fresh rosé.
Why would you show up if you had no idea what you were doing there?
Well, I think she's lying.
Huh.
Yeah, we didn't exactly see what the letter said specifically.
Huh. All the classiest dining rooms have a window that opens straight into the kitchen.
Right. Stained glass window, nonetheless.
Looks like they're like eating like chip beef or something like that.
How does he know?
Sick burn.
What are you talking about?
It's kind of an ironic occupation.
Topical.
Yeah.
So they all live in Washington, D.C., but they drove all the way to New England?
Well, let's see. What's the closest? New England is multiple states, so...
Massachusetts or something, or...
Doesn't have to be that far, I guess.
Upstate New York.
Is Pennsylvania part of New England?
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it could be a few hours.
Mr. Who?
Body.
So it's Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. So, yeah, a lot of those surround kind of the Washington, D.C. area.
I wonder if that license plate at the beginning said Connecticut instead of California.
Must be.
Almost looks like a hurdy-gurdy to her left there.
So much.
Bad thing about doing coffee and brandy is you never mix your uppers with your downers.
Quite a nice study.
Yeah, that's a giant painting of George Washington.
Nothing more, you know, or nothing less suspicious than a painting that is mounted close to the floor like that.
Right.
Christmas,
He's a nobody.
No, he's just somebody.
There's no way you can get out of there.
That's not the same dog from the entryway.
Different dog.
Well, no, you've got your front door dogs and your rear door dogs.
Is he in the conservatory?
Yes.
I just had a Resident Evil flashback right there.
Oh my gosh. Did those also have dogs, or was it ravens?
Both.
Uh-huh.
That's believable.
I'm not in a boat.
Blackmail is dirty business.
Is that from something?
No, just if you just think about it, like, there's not a good way out of blackmail. Except to not get in it in the first place.
Right.
clever dialogue.
Clever way of putting it.
So the butler is pretty sanctimonious, considering that he's just learned all this himself, unless he knew beforehand. But I thought he just read it all in these letters.
Yeah. Isn't he supposed to be? I don't know. We'll see. Don't call me Frank.
Surely.
However they cut this scene together, it was really well done.
My mommy and daddy, he says. A great shock to him when he died.
Now I remember the quality of wordplay that takes place in this movie.
It's actually kind of a, I mean, it's a very strange progressive move for 1985.
Yeah.
What? That's his only. Oh, okay. Oh. And he walks away.
And I'm bisexual.
What is this, a Three Stooges convention?
Yeah. A little bit.
Wow, such acting. Mm-hmm.
I like how he excuses you, Yvette, from the room, but she's in there listening to everything they're saying.
Alligator skin bag?
Some bottles of whiskey or booze.
Wait, there's a package for everybody in that case?
Depends on what the packages contain. Or he's got Mary Poppins bag.
When they showed a close-up, I only just saw the one.
Yeah, I saw. It looked like there might have been like two or three, but they keep coming out.
The candlestick.
Candlestick in the library. Mrs. Scarlet in the library with the candlestick.
The rope. Conveniently made into a noose already.
That really wouldn't do a whole lot. There's not enough rope.
Yeah, you have to hang it from something.
The lead pipe.
That would have been a heavy suitcase.
The wrench.
The wrench. That's a big wrench.
Don't you mean a spanner?
And the gun, the only one that actually matters. Yeah, and the knife. That's nice.
Lethal weapon.
Remember what they found in Top Secret? No, sorry. Underneath the prison bed.
Oh, right.
Oh, gosh.
It took them hours to get the smile off his face.
They didn't have that weapon in here.
That's a weird, just a weird decision.
Let's play hide and seek.
Huh?
Hmm, we heard a gunshot.
Such a weird decision.
Air,
I'm just gonna shut the lights off.
It's a vase.
It's amazing how he's basically Christopher Lloyd is basically playing the same character as...
Yeah. Dr. Emmett Brown.
Including all the sexual harassment.
Huh.
It was... it was a premature...
She's hysterical.
if you look closely, he didn't even smack her face. He like smacked her neck.
Yeah, there's lots of slapping in 1970s and 80s movies.
Yeah. And most of it happened in Airplane.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A long line of it.
Why would he scream?
Or her.
She has as good of a French accent as John Cleese in The Holy Search for the Holy Grail.
Like, what am I going to do with this?
My parents actually had a reel-to-reel that we listened to. It's so crazy to think about.
Wouldn't she want to rewind it before taking the reels off?
Probably.
Is anybody enjoying a beverage?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to have to order another one pretty soon, though.
What are you enjoying, Jesse?
Hard seltzer. Raspberry Cosmo.
Oh.
Whoa.
A little whoopsie doodle.
So I guess I wanted to see something. Can you rewind it real quick? Because I
that's a very important detail that you missed there.
I think there's something in the background, like that was out of place.
Yeah. Man, why you gotta talk about how he smells?
He's accident prone.
I love slapstick humor.
She nods her head in agreement.
Yeah.
Like I said, again, it's a definite topical.
Timely message.
Definitely of a period in time.
Well, you're kind of hearing that some in these days.
Yeah, can't have any socialists laying around, can we? Wait, laying around?
Wait, what? Where?
Ha All right, everybody got that? We're all good now?
So they explained it, but it doesn't mean it was very plausible. But but lots of exposition in this movie.
Lots of storage in that kitchen.
I'd like to have a kitchen that big with a walk-in refrigerator.
You know,
thanks for the help.
Don't touch it.
Here, let me grab it.
That was the knife his peacock had.
How many other wounds? The pacing
that's
is,
a good reason.
The pacing in this movie is so good.
I know, look at those footsteps.
Oh. Poor cook.
You can take a wee wee out there.
I like how she just points in the general direction.
Jeez. Oh, poor cook. He's being stepped on.
He's okay. He's just tired.
He's just slightly dead. Or mostly dead.
Let me know if there's any change in his condition.
Way to go.
Yep. That confirms it.
Who put the candlestick up there?
That sounds like a good game.
Yeah.
Nighty night.
That thing must have weighed like several pounds.
I'm just stack them up. Let's start a pile because we're gonna need more.
Fat jokes.
It's a good thing they killed the cook first, because
the guy must be a colonel. He's good at giving orders.
Yeah. There's a lot of physical humor in this movie.
And there's some more now.
Really?
Why is he always okay?
I think we know why.
When
that happens.
Impeccable logic.
That always happens with your hats, right, Aaron?
Oh no. What other movies is this character in?
What character?
That the guy in the rain.
I don't recognize him
from anything.
You know what? You know who he looks like?
He seems recognizable to me.
He looks like, and I can tell you wrong, he looks like the guy from the Goonies, the...
Oh, yeah, the one of the brothers.
Yep.
I think he seems familiar, like maybe he was in like some sitcoms or something. Not suspicious at all.
No, not at all.
Well, we'll never see that key again.
And now everyone's safe.
Oh, good, great.
That's a great line.
Nouveau riche. Is that French?
Oblique.
Obligé. Like.
New rich something?
Obligation.
Oh, houses made back in this day, back when this house was probably made, would have paper-thin walls.
Now the walls must be solid marble.
Nouveau riche is a French term used to describe those whose wealth has been acquired within their own generation, rather than by familial inheritance.
Yeah, new money, basically.
Yeah.
What's oblique?
Is that a G or a Q?
I think it's a Q.
It's a G. It's obligé.
Oh, okay.
It's a combination of two French phrases. The first one and the second one is noblesse oblige, which means people of nobility have an obligation.
Oh, so new money has an obligation? Maybe something like that.
Oh. Really? A knife?
Yeah, another knife. We're going to have to put that knife right in the cupboard, too.
Why not just snap him in half?
He's a butler. Let him butle.
Why is it all movies, either horror movies or movies where there, you know, was a murder or something, there's always a reason to split people up?
Yeah, if somebody was hiding in his house, you wouldn't find him just, like, wandering around.
Scarlett seems thrilled.
She's really good at masking her disdain.
But which person would she have been satisfied with?
I like how he actually holds it up to compare.
Yeah.
I don't think he's had enough to drink.
I wonder if that house smells of rich mahogany.
Yeah. Little Easter egg in one of these rooms, you'll see an old wooden ship named Diversity.
Wait, is this the first time we've had music since the credits?
Perhaps. Well,
it might be.
Yeah,
it might be. Yeah. Oh, that good old 80s synth.
I like how the maid still has her match with her.
Holding it as a weapon. I find it ironic that Wadsworth is the one that says to Mrs. White, no man would in his right mind be caught alone with you, and he's now alone with her.
Foreshadowing.
Keen.
Well, this is good.
That's commitment to the bit right there.
I would not want to go into the cellar of the old creepy mansion. A modern creepy mansion, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, no sidebars. Come on, man.
All of our attention must be fully focused on the movie. Oh, that was the agreement we made.
I was providing endless wisdom about the movie.
Awkward.
When that happens, you just force your way through. You don't back out and let someone else go.
That's the gentlemanly way to do that. And that's the right way to hold a pool cue. Or stick. Whatever it is.
They've been standing there. You can barely fit up the stairs.
Okay, we're gonna walk together.
That is a narrow staircase, to be fair.
Yep.
They could single file.
Just look out.
The dark one.
Rats are always a bad sign.
They're unless, a sign of...
That means
of,
it's...
Unless you're sellers. A snake.
Or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Mm-hmm. That was Splinter. Hiding.
He was a rat?
Yes. Yep,
that was Splinter. That means the Ninja Turtles are around.
They'll save the day. That is one ugly piano.
Was there a music room in the clue?
That is
in
a
the clue?
Priceless Steinway.
What's that from, Aaron?
Some of the Pink Panther movies.
Why are the curtains
gets
moving?
Broken? And... That was a priceless Steinway. Not anymore.
Surprise.
Wow.
No. Wait, did somebody say they crashed their car?
Yeah, the guy
someone
who...
Someone from Motorist at the door.
Yeah, the guy who...
Oh, right, that guy.
Call.
I forgot about that guy.
So I get why there'd be the negatives of the photographs, but why is that picture of the colonel in the blackmail stuff?
I didn't catch his why he was being blackmailed.
It's got to be some kind of evidence.
He was being blackmailed because he was using the gentleman's service, and that's what the negatives were about.
Oh, okay. From what? Speak up!
Gosh, that guy's always getting in the way.
Well, that's dirt, all right.
I don't see anybody under the car.
I would love to have a house that had secret passages like that.
It reminds you of the board game when you start to find out about these secret passages.
Personally, I prefer secret passages that can't be opened just by leaning on them.
In my first home that I lived at as a child, we had two like false walls that my dad had built to, in lieu of like having like a security safe.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Huh. We kept valuables and things like that.
Did they connect the conservatory to the lounge?
To the, no. Yeah.
No, but one of them was built into the fireplace.
Did the fireplace rotate or pivot?
No. Of course. Oh, this should work.
This never fails.
But he had such good form.
Oh gosh.
This gun will help everything.
This gun will open the door.
Wow, that chandelier's good, right?
I'm sure it's fine. Was that four shots from that gun so far?
Yes.
Well, that's a good idea. Don't need to keep tabs on the gun.
That's right.
He went away.
Everything. Oh.
Maybe it's the ghost of Jacob Marley.
Yeah, there are no chain sounds.
Oh. Yeah, he could just walk right through the door anyway. Well, that was rude. Which rooms have bodies in them again? That library is good, I guess.
Just in case.
He was actually going to have a drink, too.
He was holding it.
Just locked him in there. I need some booze.
Ooh, what now?
Oh. She's holding her.
They coordinated this pretty well.
That was quick. Figure that one
Isn't
out.
Isn't it all suspicious when the was pitch black in there?
Sorry, I was...
Man's drunk.
Dead. Look at him. Get him a burial, too.
Normal smile. It's a free country. I didn't know it was that free.
Nope. I like how the fact that he was talking to J. Edgar Hoover is not explained.
But he's on everybody's phone, apparently.
Why can't he be on mine?
Back to the search.
Oh, that's a TV? Oof. Well, that's a normal thing for her to have done. Play around with the meat hooks and the... Yeah.
Yeah.
finally made it to the attic.
I also have a cheetah head in my attic.
And several other heads.
The power has gone out.
Wait, he has a lighter. He used it earlier.
No, he used a match earlier.
I thought he had a lighter earlier.
Yeah. They have to get a lot of any excuse they can to have the maid run around the house.
Eh?
They know every inch of her body.
I don't understand the "it's you" line. I mean, she didn't know who she was talking to before.
She might have mistaken who she thought she was talking to.
Oh, that's true.
He just got his bell rung.
Oh.
I didn't get that. That one I don't get.
Why does the shower have the same knob on it as the doors do?
That's weird.
That was a lot of...
Finally, order restored.
A lot of gags all at once there.
That is a huge set.
Yeah, that's not how nooses work.
Yeah.
It's a strange game of pool she's playing.
And nobody's even reacting.
Right? They're just like, another one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one.
Five.
Five murders. Yes. And six murders is when it gets serious.
That'd be great, thank you.
That's not champagne. He says, I was in the hall. I know because I was there.
Yeah. Gonna give a complete replay.
This is good recap music.
This reminds me of the friend on Ant-Man movies.
Oh, yeah, with a recap in his own voice, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be accurate in a recap. Yvette? He's so happy. She's good at that. Oh, God. No.
Yeah. I like how he flushed.
He's following him.
That's why the picture was there.
She grabbed his hand and kissed it.
The picture was of him and the driver. Okay.
It's so simple!
Okay. What was that?
Mm-hmm. dramatic drum noise. Still not how that works. Capitalism is the oldest profession?
The other one.
Should be one left.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm only a guest. So.
I wanted them to talk about math.
The chief.
And math.
Nice.
How do the chandeliers keep getting so unlucky?
Well, try not hitting a chandelier in a house like that.
It's one of those things where the movies used to always end in a freeze frame.
Right.
Well, I like so... how they filmed different endings to the movie. I mean, they might as well have with all the stuff they were doing.
But it's the theme of it being like the game. The board game has, you know, multiple
possible endings. Mm-hmm. So I have something to tell you guys once this movie's over.
Thank you. They were eating monkeys' brains?
Yeah, I know. It looked like biscuits and gravy or chipped beef.
It's just a red herring.
Nobody can deny.
I like how Madeline's echoing. The amount of time it would take to set up all those lights and where to plug them into is just baffling.
What about his tie? That was pretty baffling.
Like the Mounties?
You notice how Madeline Kahn snapped Colonel Mustard's suspenders for no good reason?
Ending number 3.
How could that be your
Flawless
favorite
logic.
Dish?
The word Stup, that was her last name in Blazing Saddles.
Mm. Nice Easter egg.
The butler.
Dead face.
Very realistic.
He did say that.
Repeatedly.
Just everything's so on the nose.
The ending is kind of like a bit tone deaf. I mean, like, oh, phew, he's not really gay. Oh, right. Yeah.
So what's funny is that the way that this movie ends, where it shows all three endings, is actually only present in the release of the movie. In the home video release of the movie.
Oh, really?
When the film was originally released, there were three different endings, and depending on what movie theater you went to, you got a different ending.
Which I think
is kind of cool.
Interesting, yeah.
I like it how in the so-called real ending, the last one, everybody did it, basically.
Right. In a different room, with a different weapon.
But then, like all good movies, it uses like the classic line somewhere in there, in this case at the end.
It was Mr. Plum.
No, Mr. Green. No. It was Mr. Green in the hall with a revolver.
With the revolver, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, I'm curious, what did you think of the movie?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, good old 80s.
Good old 80s romp?
Yeah.
right. Just very, very much the of that time. The sort of the humor that's not. It's very situational.
Yeah, It has the same kind of humor where it's word and physicality that reminds me a little bit of like The Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
With John Candy
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the quality of how they, it's probably editing, but how they get the, just the cadence of the scenes where, like, he's running around, exposing everyone's blackmail.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's the jokes and the humor kind of peppered in there. And
I don't know, I think it could have used more silly sound effects, personally.
This movie just makes me miss Madeline Kahn. I just wish she was in more stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's the classic. I mean, everyone does a pretty good performance, but it's a classic Tim Curry performance, but also the Martin Mull. But of course, he's just playing who he does in every movie, though. Like,
right? Yeah, it's a very much a 80s comedy ensemble cast.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse movie, but it's more like, but it became a cult classic.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. So I hope everybody enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, and if you guys did, send us some feedback on Twitter. Let us know what you thought. Any closing remarks from anyone before we end our little podcast here?
At Antimatter Hour on Twitter.
Be sure to maintain adequate social distance at all times.
Oh yeah, sanitizer break.
Yeah. Don't laugh in people's faces profusely.
Yes, laugh away from their faces.
Yeah.
Behind their backs, if at all possible.
Yeah.
From at least 6 feet away.
And peace out.
And peace out. Yeah. All right. Take it easy, everyone. Peace.